And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You say, go ahead and
put it on.
And if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child's walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected them to fall off and hurt himself, then someone comes in and tells you he's fallen off. You say, I just
know that.
And something a child plays with, you'd call a anything that a child plays with would be his
law
or
wagon.
Or what would be just a general name for anything a child has to play with?
Law.
What about toy?
Huh?
Toy.
Toy.
What would you call a toy that a very small child has?
Law.
Do you ever say play pretty?
I suppose I have.
How would you say that?
Well, they had lots of play pretties.
Would a play pretty be a toy that an older child has, or just one that a younger child has?
Either one.
If you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you could go out and
clean.
Or you have things growing out there.
Oh.
You could go out and
work the flowers or be among them.
Or you want to bring some of the flowers inside.
Cut them.
Or you go out and
pick them.
A child is always running and telling on the other children. You call them a
tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown-up?
Yes, ma'am.
What would it mean when you call a grown-up a tattletale?
I mean it's just a big one.
Like a gossip?
Yeah.
If a child learned something new and you want to know where he learned it, you'd ask him who?
Sorry.
And you'd say, he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he, if he pretended to hit him, you'd say he
may not like your wife.
You'd say, I had just wrote him a letter.
Wrote.
And yesterday he
wrote me.
And tomorrow I'll
write him.
You say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take out your pen and you
address it.
Do you ever hear an old-fashioned way of saying that?
Dash it.
You say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, I bet somebody
took it.
You say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
spray.
And that'll get
the termites.
You say it'll get shed of them or get rid of them or what?
Get shed of them.
If someone's always smiling and always sees the funny side of things, he's got a good sense of
humor.
If you're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give him one more
slap.
Or he won't do it if you give him another
slap.
Okay. If you're about to, someone's working for you and you're about to fire them, they've done something wrong, you're going to fire them for it. He might ask you not to fire